Welcome to Movie Dictionary. I'm Jean. Now, our term day is going to be called period film. Period is spelled P-R-I-O-D, and of course, film is spelled F-I-L-M. Now, what's a period film? Now, sometimes you watch in a movie, and you see it in a certain period of time. Now, that time would be, say, like the Civil War, or an ancient dynasty. That is called a period, okay, a period of time. And so in a period film, what you'll have is people who are living in that particular time. And so everything within that film has to look like that period of time. You can't go outside of it. A period is just in that area, okay? And so when you look at a period film, you have to see that all of the clothing is the same in that period. All of the makeup, hair, everything has to be of that period, okay? Sometimes there's no cars, so you can't have a car inside of that period film. But sometimes you can, depending upon the time. Period. It means from the beginning to the end of that period. And that's a period film. Coming up, American Slang.
Hey, 各位好, 欢迎来到美国俚语时间。那么今天呢, 是那部影片叫 Say It Isn't So 的最后一次了。不过, 好东西, 同样是好东西, 你能学到很多棒的英文表达。 下面要放给你的这个片段,你会看到 Billy 要去那个 Joe 的婚礼上面企图告诉他真相。什么真相？就是他嫁给的那个男人是个坏人，是个坏蛋。好，但是他在去那儿的途中遭到了袭击。Hey
pervert. Hey streak. What are you doing?
Ain't a metal home's been built that'll hold streak.
Hey, wait a minute, that's my truck.
Get your hands up. What's your truck?
Mine now. Oh, it looks really nice.
She's my home now. So technically, you're standing on my front lawn. So why don't you back your ass up off my property and into them woods?
Okay, Streak. Just take it easy.
You shouldn't have cheated me on those panties. Now give me back my stuff!
Okay, but just relax. Everything's all right.
好,各位,来看今天的美国俚语,来看这个东西叫 Just take it easy.
Okay, Streak. Just take it easy.
Take it easy means to relax. 好,放松。 别太累,放松一点,我们叫 take it easy. 好,来看第一个例句。 我上个礼拜身体不舒服,去看了趟医生,医生怎么给我讲,听下面这个句子。 The doctor told me to take it easy and get lots of rest. 这句话的意思是,医生嘱咐我说,嘿,小伙子,别太玩命干,别太累了,多休息。我们这个句子叫,他告诉我, take it easy, 放松,放松, don't work too hard. Take it easy and get lots of rest.
Hey, pervert. Hey, Streak. What are you doing?
Ain't a metal home's been built that'll hold Streak.
Hey, wait a minute, that's my truck.
Get your hands up! What's your truck?
Mine now. Oh, it looks really nice.
She's my home now. So technically, you're standing on my front lawn. So why don't you back your ass up off my property and into them woods?
Okay, Streak. Just take it easy.
You shouldn't have cheated me on those panties. Now give me back my stuff!
I'd
like to propose a toast. A toast? To my baby girl, the little Joe, who has finally found the man of her dreams, a man that is not only...
Mrs. Mickelson, I'm afraid we have some bad news. Your brother, Gilly, there's been an accident. His truck blew up.
Body was burned beyond recognition, ma'am. By the time we got to the scene, some coyotes had come by and torn up some of the major body parts.
Joe?
Walter!
Your real brother!
Good heavens.
We hid the truth from you because Valdine wanted a crack at Jack's money. The Lord helped me, so did I.
Are you saying that Gilly was never my brother?
I'd like to propose a toast.
I'd like to propose a toast.
这个短语叫 propose a toast. 听好。 第一句是要, As my friends, farewell. I propose the toast to his travel and his new job. 这句话的意思是在这个送行会上我敬他酒，我敬他，祝你旅途愉快，并且好工作，新的工作能够顺利下去。那么这个句子我们再说一遍，叫 At my friends, farewell. I propose a toast to his travel and his new job. 好，我们再来看第二个例子。哎，你上过高中吗？ 如果你上过的话， 你们在高中毕业的时候有没有举办一个 graduation party？ 如果没有的话， 现在这个句子你要额外注意了，我一下言吧，虽然来得晚了。听这个句子叫 At the graduation party, they proposed a toast to the end of school and the beginning of adult life. 这句话的意思是 在这个毕业的这个舞会上面也可以，那么大家都说一个祝酒词，这个祝酒词就是 proposed toast， 说什么呢？它后面的叫 to the end of school， 大家祝我们的学业终于可以完成了，并且成年人的生活马上要开始了，因为18岁叫 the beginning of adult life。
We hid the truth from you because Valdine wanted a crack at Jack's money. The Lord helped me, so did I.
Are you saying that Gilly was never my brother?
好，来跟下面这个原点，这个句子叫 wanted a crack at Jack's money.
Because Valdine wanted a crack at Jack's money.
好，来看这个短语叫 want a crack at. 我们实际上教给你的这个短语叫 have a crack at something. So this phrase means try to get into it or attempt to do something. 那么我们的中文意思是表示，如果你说 have a crack at something， 是表示你企图想涉足进去，你企图想去干一个事情，你想去参与其中，我们叫 have a crack at. 好，来看例句好吗？第一个句子听好了。Hey, I was never an athletic person, but I wanted to have a crack at basketball. 这句话的意思是以前 我不是个运动型的人，我不喜欢运动，我不是一个 athletic person， 但是现在我非常想试试去打篮球，我想参与其中，我用了一个短语叫 I wanted to 怎么样参与其中，叫 have a crack at， 后面加上 basketball 就可以了。
I'd like to propose a toast. A toast to my baby girl, the little Joe, who has finally found the man of her dreams, a man that is not only...
Mrs. Mitchelson, I'm afraid we have some bad news. Your brother, Gilly, has been in an accident. His truck blew up.
Body was burned beyond recognition, ma'am. By the time we got to the scene, some coyotes had come by and torn off some of the major body parts.
He's your brother, Joel.
Walter.
Your real brother.
Your
husband? We hid the truth from you because Valdine wanted a crack at Jack's money. The Lord helped me, so did I.
Are you saying that Gilly was never my brother?
好了，又要说再见了，对不对？还是老方法，我们来巩固一下学过的东西。 在语里面我们学了一个词组表示 Hey, 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 别紧张，老弟，别紧张，别紧张。 那个短语叫 Take it easy， 工作别太累，医生会告诉你。那么在酒吧里面你喝多了，我也会说 Hey, 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 老弟， Take it easy， 别摔东西。好，接着往下面走，有一个词是表示在分别的时候或者在庆祝的时候我们要说 祝酒词，举起杯子来，你做的一个动作叫 propose a toast， 要说什么东西 ，to 后面加内容就可以，对象就可以叫 propose a toast to what。好，最后一个点刚刚学过的叫你要想 get into something or attempt to do something， 试图做一件事情，想去试一把，我们叫 have a crack at something。哇，又结束了，这个单元结束了，别走开，接下去是人生蝶。
Hi, welcome to Movie Tunes. I'm Allison, and today we're talking about a song called Someday My Prince Will Come.
Someday I'll find my love. Someone to call my own. And I'm not in the
You've probably heard this song before. It's from the Disney movie Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. So Snow White is dreaming of the prince, of somebody to come and take her away and make her a princess, a queen. She sings, someday I'll find my love. She doesn't know when, just someday in the future. Someone to call my own, to call her own, to be her prince charming. And I'll know him the moment we meet. So it's not going to take a long time to get to know him. And maybe I like him, maybe I don't. She says, the moment we meet, I will know. How? For my heart will be skipping a beat. Now, skipping a beat, you know in your heart, it beats very evenly. But if it skips a beat, if you see someone you think is very handsome or you're very interested in, it's almost like your heart stops beating for a minute and then it comes back very even. So it's that kind of feeling she will know. So let's listen to this very romantic song and I'll see you next time on Action English.
Someday I'll find my love. Someone to call. Forever.